Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hello, it's Mark Sorrell with the Plan Vision Podcast. I'm going to discuss what you can think about doing with funds that you may receive from the selling of a home. And this could also apply to receiving other funds, receiving funds from other circumstances. Maybe you came into an inheritance, got an outsized bonus at work, or won the lottery, I guess. If you owe any taxes, first thing to consider is if you owe any taxes on the sale of the home or the other funds, you want to put that money aside so it's in a place to pay those taxes. Now, if you're thinking about buying a new place soon or in a few years, just put the money in a bank. You want the money to be safe and stable and available to you as you're shopping. You won't make that much, but you won't have to worry about losing value along the way while you're looking for something else. A possibility for funds you get from the sale of a home is paying off some debts. You could definitely use the funds towards paying those down. Those are typically having financing costs. Those are costing you money. And you can wipe those out. And they don't have to be expensive debts or even high interest debts. They could be low interest. Paying off debt is virtually always a wise financial move, and it's satisfying as well. If you're still working, what you could do is you could use some of the money to increase savings in your employer-based plan. So you go put the money in the bank, you increase your savings to your retirement plan, and you spend that money down as if it was money from your paycheck. An example would be, let's say you're putting $10,000 into your 401k plan or 403b plan. Well, the maximum is $23,000, or let's just say you're above 15, it's $31,000, $32,000. Well, you can increase your contributions to your paycheck. Now you have less take-home pay, and then you just spend that money that you've received from the sale of your home. And then eventually when your cash gets back down to what it was, you just go and change your contributions to your employer-based plan at that point. Another option, not so bad for some people, is just to spend some of it. Nothing wrong with that if your plan is healthy and you want to enjoy yourself. You could think about donating some of it. That's gratifying or satisfying to you. Maybe to some family members that are in a spot or could use some assistance, or to other organizations, agencies, churches that might be important to you, whatever that happens to be. And I suppose there's some other options which might be variations of the ones above. But the final one is really what many will do with their funds. And that is, they're simply going to invest the funds towards their future. Put them in your portfolio, typically an after-tax portfolio that will be part of your retirement future. And how you would invest it wouldn't be any different than how you were investing it before you had the money. If you were an investor that was 70% stocks and 30% bonds, you would stick with that. You just now have more money invested. Now, many people will view this, though, this money that comes into them, depending upon the size of their portfolio and where they're at in life, has an opportunity to increase the safety of their investments. And if so, they can use this money to build up the fixed or stable-oriented part of their portfolio. In other words, the proceeds from the sale of the home, as you think about moving forward in life, become a stronger foundation for your overall plan, more stability in it. And I think that's a great way to use those funds, particularly for those folks that are close to retirement or recently in retirement, to build a more stable base to live off of.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.